Brilliance Audio.
The Hook by Victoria Helen Stone. Performed by Jennifer Jill Araya, Jordan Cobb, Victoria Villarreal, and Allison Johnson. Chapter 1. Catherine. Catherine Rye turned a fork in her fingers as she watched her husband's boss through the dancing flames of the fireplace. The huge gas monstrosity, the fireplace, not the boss, squatted on the boundary of the dining room and formal living room. It was glassed in on both sides, yet people never seemed aware that others could see through it. It had been a plus during her daughter's playdates years ago. Catherine could sit in the dining room with a book and a glass of wine and observe Charlotte and her school friends from a comfortable distance, a bubble of silence around her. Now that Charlotte was in college, these rooms went mostly unused. They were quiet, dim, occasionally employed for a book club meeting or a one-off burst of interest in an online exercise class. But tonight, the house was studded with groups of party guests. And for Catherine, it felt a bit like watching a television show play out on the square of glass. She took a bite of one of the chocolate cream cheese tarts the caterer had laid out next to the birthday cake. The cake itself was German chocolate, Peter's favorite, and a birthday special since Catherine hated coconut. She'd requested the tarts for herself, and tried not to feel gratified that they seemed more popular than his beautiful three-layer cake. The delicately painted plates had come from her great-grandmother, and Catherine remembered reading that most old china was decorated with leaded paint that leached into food through microscopic cracks in the finish. She took another bite, wondering if leached lead had made her a bit duller over the years. Maybe that was a good thing, though, not to feel everything so intently as the decades trudged by, to be worn down like an old pencil. As she watched, Monroe Daly placed his hand on a woman's arm and leaned closer, flirting. He was allowed. His wife had died 2 years earlier. Cancer. A man needed a helpmeet, didn't he? Still, the woman had come here with someone. One of Peter's friends? Not a wife, though. No ring on the hand she swatted playfully in Monroe's direction. Catherine couldn't remember the woman's name or if she even knew it. She'd always had a good memory for useless facts, but not for useful names. They floated past her as she moved through the world, little leaves on the wind. Men floated past, too. They'd never flirted with her, really, not even when she was young. And that was fine. She'd been married since graduating from college, locked in tight partnership for 23 years with her upright and devout husband. Catherine was a mother, a wife, a daughter, a homemaker. Nothing exciting, but certainly nothing pitiable. And she could have been pitiable. That was the key fact of her life and always had been. She knew it deep in her bones. Her hand went briefly to the fabric patch that covered her left eye. It added a little something, at least. Memorability. A story. And this patch was new, bought for the special occasion. Not functional black or nude, but a pretty dark gold linen that flattered her brown hair. Peter had smiled indulgently at it. She'd added a touch of gold highlighter to the inside corner of her right eye to play up the festive look, and even swept a tiny hint of that dust over her cheekbones. Sparkle and shine for his birthday. She was smiling at the thought when a dark shape swooped in from the kitchen. Catherine, there you are! She set down the ornate fork with a soft, controlled click. Mom, we're out of red wine. Catherine winced a little at that, aware of her own contribution to the problem. She'd had one glass before the guests had arrived and then, somehow, worked her way through four more over the course of the evening. She felt weighted
Sample complete. Ready to continue?